Chapter 7. The View from Above. On his rowing machine, Val Margolian rivered sweat, reviewing as he oared his recent triumphs and trials.
Pull!
Alien hunger. Plutonium.
Pull!
Alien hunger. Director's cut. That child of mayhem and mischance. Ultra plutonium.
Pull!
He was among the richest men in California. But the cut was such a triumph because it nearly took his life and killed his reputation in one stroke. Through his own folly, the malice of his pilots, and the treachery of Mark Miller, Val had been dragged into the jaws of his own set, like some hapless wage slave of the industrial era snatched into the mangler that he served. Val had been transformed into a scrambling extra in his own vid, madly fleeing, on camera, a monster he had himself designed. His escape from its fangs had killed Raj Valdez, a brave and charismatic action star. Stunned by the mangling that his own opus had given him, Val had retreated to the south of France. His manslaughter moment had been edited out, of course, but he couldn't edit his humiliating performance from his memory. Until it dawned on him. He'd always been an actor in his every vid, the invisible star that all the others played to. The audience always knew he was there, and if he'd left that moment in the cut, they would have loved it. The cold, killer genius Margolian, caught with his tail in a crack, tossing the male lead to a spider to save his ass. What tasty schadenfreude his viewers would have sucked from seeing him almost eaten by his art. And as it was, he'd left much in. He had shown his craft.